Hi, everyone. Today we are reading from John chapter 8, verses 48 through 59. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets, yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. So in this passage, there's a lot going on here. If you remember last week, Jesus was telling the Jewish people there that they could be free if they put their faith in his word. And when the people hear this, they're like, "What the heck? We don't need to be freed. We're not slaves to anyone." And they're basically saying, like, we're proud offspring, proud sons and daughters of Abraham. We're not anybody's slave. And so this led to Friday's passage, where Jesus tells them that they might be, in a sense, like in the lineage of Abraham, but they're not following the example of their father, Abraham. Instead, he tells them that their father is actually the devil. Now, this is crazy words coming from Jesus in this chapter, but that's what he says. Your father is the devil. And so after Jesus calls them children of the devil, in this passage, the people, they reply to Jesus in an indignant but kind of understandable way. It's a funny question here. In verse 48, they say, "Are we not right in saying that you are Samaritan and have a demon?" It's kind of a funny question, because how is anyone supposed to answer a question like that? But if you understand it, what they're doing is they're straight up like dissing Jesus. They call him a Samaritan, and they say that he has a demon. In calling him a Samaritan, they're essentially, like in our day, like calling him like the N-word. And that's pretty offensive, right? You're offending him very directly here, very bluntly. And Jesus responds, "I don't have a demon. I honor my father and you dishonor me." He responds to the demon part, but not the Samaritan part. Probably not an accident, but I don't want to read into it too much. But he says here, "I do not have a demon, but I'm striving to honor, to live for my father in this moment as you're even dishonoring me." And meaning he's saying, like, as I'm trying to honor my father, as I'm trying to live for the father, you're insulting me and demeaning me. And so in a sense, they're not just dissing Jesus here, they're dissing God the Father as well. But also to reply, Jesus essentially says, "You know what, it's okay. This is not about me. It's not about my own glory. It's about the glory of my Father. That's what I'm seeking. It doesn't matter what you do to me." And then he says something where he's like reiterating what he said earlier, but he builds on it differently. He says, "If you keep my word, you will never see death." Earlier, he said, "If you follow my word, you'll be my disciples and you'll be free. You'll know the truth and be set free." But here he's equating following him, being his disciple, being free with eternal life. He says, "Follow me and you'll have eternal life. You'll be free." And to this, though, in this moment, the Jews are like, "You are a crazy man. You definitely have a demon. That makes no sense at all." And their logic kind of makes sense. They're saying, like, you think that we can follow you, people can follow you, think that you can live for forever. Abraham died. Our father Abraham died. They say the prophets died. Who do you think you are, right? And see, what they're saying is it's kind of like a good question, right? But it's a funny question. Who do you think you are, right? Who do you make yourself out to be, they ask. And it's funny because they don't understand who Jesus is. But in saying this, they are pointing out how insane, like, Jesus sounds, right? there's basically Jesus is basically saying, you know, like you have the key to eternal life, like how to live forever, to not die. Not even Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, Elijah, none of those prophets, none of the patriarchs, none of them had that. And Jesus answers them. And it's kind of cryptically again, but he emphasizes again, hey, this is not about me. This is about God. God the Father is the one who I'm glorifying. He's the one who glorifies me. It's not about me. But he kind of points out something that's really true, but it's a little dig at them in some ways. He said, if you knew him, as in if you knew my Father, then you would understand what I'm talking about. You would get this. And then he goes back to talking about Abraham. And he says, your father Abraham, he rejoiced that he would see my day. And in saying this, Jesus is essentially saying, like, yeah, I knew Abraham, and he rejoiced. He was happy when he got to meet me or to see me. And so then to verse 57, the Jews are now just in, like, you're just insane, dude. They say, you're not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham, like you know him. Like, what are you even saying, you crazy man? And then in verse 58, it's the drop the mic moment, sort of. Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. Before, and think about that, before Abraham. Abraham was a long time ago, but even before Abraham, I am. When he says, I am here, that should some be like that should remind us of something. Jesus is basically saying, I'm Yahweh. I'm God. I am what I am, Yahweh. And of course, in response, the Jews are incensed, and it says that they started to pick up stones to throw at him, to kill him, as Jesus declares his divinity here. How do we understand this passage? It's like a back and forth here, and it's like insults being thrown one way, Jesus like saying, like dropping truth the other way. But what is our takeaway? I think one thing I want us to notice here, there's two things I want to point out. One thing I want us to notice is that in the face of the insults and ridicule, Jesus is resolute and he's unfazed. And how is that possible? How is that he's not like lashing out at them? It's because he says he knows who he is. And he says it's not about me, but it's about my Father. Now I realize Jesus is Jesus and he's the Son of God and stuff, but I think there's something that we can learn from him in this, is that like when the world thinks that we're crazy, that's okay. The world should think that we're crazy at points because we're putting our faith in an eternal being who is like beyond our understanding. And it's okay if people don't understand, because it's not about us. It's about living for the Father. It's not about what we want or are us fitting in per se. It's about who the Father is. Second thing I want to point out is that if we are with Jesus, if we're with the Father, then we have eternal life. This is one of those things where we understand it on like a theological basic level, but it's something that we, because maybe it's so familiar, we lose the wonder in this. When we trust in Jesus, Jesus isn't just some nice guy. He is the great I am. He is God himself, the eternal almighty God. And with him, we have life, eternal life. If we trust him with our lives, it doesn't matter what happens in this lifetime. We'll always be with him. We'll always know his goodness and his love. That's who Jesus is. He's not just nice. He's God, and he can save us, and we can have a life eternal with him. Let us thank God for that. And let's pray that as we know that eternal life, that it'll change us and transform how we live. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word, and we thank you. You are the great I am. You are the one that we long for and need. And we thank you that with you that you know, we can conquer death, as we know that you have, as we are filled with your spirit and your presence, God, as you conquer death on our behalf, we now have a way to the Father. And we don't need to fear this world. We don't need to fear rejection. We don't need to fear being called crazy. We just need to trust you, Jesus, and know that you are good and you're the lover of our souls. Help us to trust you, Jesus, with our whole lives. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.